We have a friend who's very pretentious, who when you say things, he says, yeah, man. Like he had already considered that 1,000 times and you couldn't possibly bring a new idea to the fold.
Collaborating on art is not always an easy thing, which may be why Blake Sennett decided to begin work on his latest album on his own. After some time in the studio, however, he realized that he could use a little help from his friends, whether they were pretentious or not. The result is Bury Me in My Rings, the third album from his band, The Elected. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Blake Sennett had been a member of the band Rilo Kiley for the past 13 years. Recently, however, the band called it quits, which Blake says is sad, but it happens. Blake doesn't appear to be losing much sleep over it, though, especially since it leaves him more time to focus on his own band, The Elected. Putting out records under The Elected had been a combination of joy and frustration for him in the past because of his hectic schedule of juggling both bands. But his third and latest record, Bury Me in My Rings, was a refreshingly relaxed experience, and that positive attitude is reflected on songs like I Was Born to Love You and Babyface. It took him a few years to be able to get to that place, though. When Blake came into Studio A, he told the alternate side's Alisa Ali that after the last Rilo Kiley record, he had actually considered walking away from music entirely.
You know, you step out of a tour bus after a couple years, and you sort of like realize that your development has truly been halted, and I felt like younger than when I stepped into the bus, and not in a good way. And I wanted to try to like do growing up a little bit.
So you knew you had some time off and just whatever tickled your fancy, you thought, you know what, let me try scuba diving.
Well, I was writing a lot at the time too. I don't think I can ever turn off art for me. It's all I know. It's like a survival instinct. If I don't have it, I start to get real mean.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it's like my medicine, I think. If I don't have my art, then I get weird.
You weren't a mean scuba diver, were you?
Oh, yeah, the worst.
What is a mean scuba diver?
I just
punching lobsters.
I just leave my buddy behind. I don't respect the buddy system at all. No, I was writing a lot in that time, and every time I started to reapproach the idea of like music or art for commerce, I didn't. I think I had decided that was that.
You got yourself a good girl, and that's good enough for you. 'Cause her daddy's got bread and her mama's dead and you're tired. She is true. And I don't care if I'm happy, I'm gonna get married to you. Yeah, we're gonna have a baby, that's what we're gonna do.
When you first started working on this record, you were playing most of the instruments yourself. Were there any instruments that you tried your hands at that you don't normally play that you felt like, oh, this is kind of cool, maybe I'll hang with this more?
That's a good question. I tried some slide guitar, and I tried it, and I'm not sure. I mean, maybe at first I was like, oh, this is cool. And then like I had Mike come in and play a bunch, and I was like, oh, wait, I'm not that good at all after seeing him play. So maybe temporarily I was like, this seems good to do. But then, you know, it's kind of like trying to learn to like blow glass or something. You probably think you're pretty good until you see someone who like knows what they're doing.
Right.
So the caveman, a.k.a. Mike Bloom, animalistic beast, he's real good at it.
Babyface, I said babyface, know what you gotta do. Little one, you know I've been there too. Oh,
live music from The Elected and the song Babyface. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer Dan Hodd and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.